Inspiring solutions to save America, one show at a time. Are you ready to get on board?
They believe that they can destroy this bond that exists between you and Trump if they somehow make Trump look bad, make Trump look like a reprobate, embarrass you about Trump. They can't do it because you came before Trump. Desperately want Trump gone, and I know that they desperately want it codified that Trump cannot run again, because make no mistake, they remain scared to death of you, and they remain scared to death of Trump. Trump, 75 million, 80 million votes, and I'm going to tell you, you're not going anywhere. Even if Trump does, you're not. Which I think remains one of our big campaign strengths going forward. They can't separate you from Trump. And more importantly, they can't separate you from the ideas. They can't separate you from MAGA. They can't separate you from Make America Great Again.
From sea to shining sea, 3 hours of bold truth and excellence. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Hour two, Wendy Bell Radio Program. Delighted to be with you. Thanks for spending some time with our family today. It's easy. I'm a mom, a common sense conservative speaker. I look at the world at 30,000 feet and connect some dots. And I think you guys understand the mission here. So, you know, the story out there is that if you're listening to the Biden administration, if you're listening to any of these governors, any of these people in the administration, they want you to believe something that is completely fictitious. And that is that America under Joe Biden is actually safer, right? No. Don't worry about all these migrants being flown in from God knows where. Don't worry about the millions of people you know nothing about but are paying for every day. It's not more dangerous. Stop it. And we've got the data to prove it. Well, we're going to debunk a little bit of that with one gentleman's video after we listen to something that shows you the great disconnect between what we the people are seeing and saying and the machine that doesn't care. They just don't care. They suck. They don't care. Facts, right? So there's a guy named Joe Kernan. He's on CNBC. And he's got one of these business shows, right? And he's talking to D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. And he's saying, you know, I have a daughter, recent college graduate, I'm presuming, because she's in her 20s. And she's moving to D.C. and she's worried about the crime. And I'm worried about the crime. Like, what can you say to make me to feel better? How do you assuage that? She doesn't even try. She's got talking points. She's got Karine Jean-Pierre's color-coded tabbed binder, right? Except hers is burned into her brain. Here's the give and go before we bounce off and then debunk the whole crime is down in America. Go.
My daughter's there, and I'm a nervous person already. So she's in her, you know, in her 20s. I already worry. She worries. She's scared. She doesn't feel safe. She had a place broken into, and someone got shot on her block. And she wanted me to just ask you, what's the answer? Do you have a plan? Is it broken windows that you got to do more of that, or is it more funding for police? What's the plan? Should she feel safe in D.C., Mayor Bowser?
Absolutely. And this is what you should know. I just got an update from my deputy mayor, and crime is down in all categories in Washington, D.C., especially those categories that so troubled us last year with robbery and carjacking, down more than 30%. So we've done the
public safety ecosystem. Sister, I don't want to get jumped on the street. I don't want to have to pull my gun. Did she, do you think she understood that a little bit? She's like, no, crime's down. Things are good. Well, this is interesting. You guys remember during COVID? when somebody waved a magic wand and they changed unilaterally how COVID deaths, how medical examiners recorded deaths on death certificates. So that if somebody died, irrespective of their COVID, but they tested positive for COVID, COVID was the cause of death. Obviously, they needed to do that because they needed to sell you a narrative. And the narrative was, everybody's getting sick. Everybody's dying. Oh my gosh, this is serious. Your only way to protect yourself, smartest thing to do, hurry up and go get that shot. Well, it's the same sort of deal here. Because the gentleman whose TikTok handle is what the older millennial one has dug into some data and he busted out a 2-minute video telling you don't believe these garbage numbers because they're not reporting the major criminal epicenters, LA, New York, DC, Baltimore, Miami, right? They're not reporting their crime per the DOJ. And when you take all those crimes out of the national average, what do you have? Crime is down. Oh my gosh. That's crazy. With all these migrants and all this crap going on. I mean, all the videos we see on social media of people getting punched in the face by thugs, right? The smash and grabs, the looting. I must be wrong. I guess it's safe. Well, let's dig into that. Here is that video of the Biden administration excluding data from the most violent cities in America by changing the way crime is reported. And by the way, these are Soros cities that are not reporting their crimes. Go. Here's number one.
We've seen a ton of liberal creators try to claim that violent crime has gone down since Biden took office. We even had Rolling Stone write an article about it. They claim that murder has gone down 13%. They claim a 6% overall drop in violent crime and even a 4% drop in property crime. Now, here's the funny thing. If you were to just look at the numbers from Biden's DOJ, it would appear that they're right. Murder and violent crime have declined under Biden. However, there's a very good reason why those numbers have gone down. And that's because 2 years ago, the DOJ changed the way that local police departments report the crimes to the federal government.
It's so weird. It's almost like when they opened the borders, even though that was Donald Trump's fault, they inherited that broken system. It was a total crap show. I mean, you guys remember, right? Right. They knew this was going to happen, and they needed to find a way to counteract that. So you didn't vote based on your feelings of physical insecurity. Beyond that, let's figure out what these guys actually did, because it used to be required that all the cities and all the states had to disclose to the Department of Justice their crime information. Until 2 years ago. Go.
Whereas that reporting used to be mandatory, now it's optional. And since it's optional, only 44% of all police departments reported all their crimes. Another 24% partially participated, but 32% of all police agencies didn't report anything.
That's curious. So you're going to take your numbers and you're going to, at a minimum, you're going to reduce by a third the number of data points you're going to get in. It's like fiddling with the scientific experiment. Right? It's exactly what they're doing. We're going to take out information that could muddy our results. And we're going to present to you something that's bogus, because that's the story we need to present to you. We're working backwards. So that's what we're doing. Now, it required this gentleman to actually do some digging. This is where the excitement, where I say to you, you were made for this moment. You were made not to take things at face value, but to be inquisitive, to ask questions, to get that bug in your bonnet, right? I gotta find out. This guy did. What did he find out? He found out some pretty big name cities have decided not to disclose their crime data to the federal government. Listen.
To include the LAPD, the NYPD, Miami Police Department, Chicago Police Department, as well as DC and Baltimore. So if you were wondering why the DOJ's numbers don't seem to match up with what we're seeing in reality, it's because they don't.
It's because they don't on purpose. It's obvious. And then he says, you know what? So when you take zero crimes from these big cities, what do you think happens to the percentages? Go.
And here's the most embarrassing part. They haven't accounted for a single crime from the LAPD. They haven't accounted for a single crime from the NYPD. They haven't accounted for a single crime from Miami. They haven't accounted for a single crime from Baltimore or DC. And they haven't accounted for a single crime from Chicago. And they still only managed a 13% decline in murder and a 6% decline in violent crime.
Can you imagine how off the charts those numbers really are? You want to take all these huge cities out of your mix, and then your violent crime only goes down 13% and murder's only down 6%. It means it's off the freaking charts. You're not supposed to know that. And finally, imagine how many people have actually gotten murdered. Listen.
Imagine how much murder and violent crime has to be happening everywhere else. When you remove LA, New York, Baltimore, DC, Chicago, and Miami, the numbers only decline a tiny bit. So no, crime isn't down under Biden. And no, violent crime isn't down under Biden. Only thing that's declined is the amount of cities that they're counting. Because the Biden administration has managed to make 32% of some of the most violent cities in this country not count.
32%, my friends, equals 6,092 agencies that have given the federal government zero crime data. Do you think that would skew the numbers a skosh? Yeah? Hey, defunding the police in Baltimore has a really horrendous ripple effect. And it takes us to a very busy port coming up in just a minute, right around this break. The Baltimore PD could have really used something when that container ship plowed into the bridge. Next. So in today's you get what you vote for or what you don't pay attention and they steal from you category. So we've all been paying attention to this Francis Scott Key Bridge. Word that it's China, communist Chinese. They've been able to infiltrate the technology. They were able to take control of it and plow it into a structure at a specific spot. I've heard stories that there were explosives in the pillars. I have no idea. That sort of stuff is going to take years and we're never going to find out the truth anyway. Honest to goodness. So I have to move on to things that I can dig into and kind of control. And so that's where this idea of obviously you get what you allow to a degree. So Laura Logan, a friend of ours, I'll say that loosely, she's really not, but we've enjoyed working with her in the past. She put out something that I think is interesting. And every Democrat out there, every progressive, socialist, Marxist, communist, wacko, and I'm going to say that, and that sounds salty, and I don't care, because you are wacko, when you stop thinking critically for yourself and do your own due diligence, like that gentleman on that TikTok decided to do some research. Oh my goodness, what did he find? Well, Laura Logan, Baltimore update. Baltimore Police Department's Marine unit was defunded as part of the Defund the Police movement in 2020. So no divers are available for the search, rescue, and recovery. No boats in Baltimore of their own. That's kind of a bad result of a really stupid message that cops are racist, gunning for black people. Factually incorrect, if you wanted to look at the data, completely, and I will school anyone who would like to. This is your result. Decades of mariner experience dealing with major hurricanes, floods, dead body recoveries with the homicide division, emergency response, rescues of boaters, just thrown away by this rabid wave of woke suck, which was so stupid, right? Who in their right mind would be like, you know what? I think that there's just way too much money going for the cops. I think our cities are just fine. Let's take them away. Said a moron. Well, A breathtaking decision considering the hundreds of miles of shoreline within the city of Baltimore, considering this is the second largest deep water port on the Atlantic coast, where approximately $12 out of every 100 brought into Baltimore through commerce comes through the port. Baltimore Police, southern boundary for the patrol of the Inland River Waterway, is the key bridge. The Coast Guard had a small satellite station in Curtis Bay near the shipyard. There's no one to go help out. It doesn't exist anymore. From a senior Marine unit officer retired after the bridge crash, she writes, "The official story of loosening control of the steering because of a power failure is simply lies. The big question is why? What is already inbound that the federal government doesn't want anyone to know about? It is my belief that a vessel like the Intrepid, properly maintained and crewed," this is the Marine unit that got defunded in June of 2020 when we started, we didn't, but the left did, started glomming onto this defund the police nonsense, which now has not a single person in my community of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, from the hours of 3 to 7 a.m., not one live human being at a police precinct anywhere near me. If something bad happens, if somebody breaks into my house, I'm supposed to try to get a video of it. Right? Hope for the best. That's fantastic. It is my belief that a vessel like the Intrepid, properly maintained and crewed, could have possibly made a difference in this situation. This is what this retired guy says. My answer is conditional because I don't have all the information. The water is still cold out there. How long a person would remain functional and not succumb to hypothermia is not known. All the persons who ended up in the water had apparently fallen from the bridge deck and were possibly injured from impact with bridge wreckage. The Coast Guard, if on standby at their facility in Curtis Bay, would have been closer to the incident and probably arrived before the Marine unit, which would have been responding from whatever they're saying, Boston Street. What he's saying is, you took away the main tool in the second largest port, right? The second largest deep water port on the Atlantic coast. And because of woke garbage and nobody saying, that's stupid. Why on earth would we do that? You get conditions that are ripe to be manipulated and abused and used to do harm against us by design. By design, to make you unsafe, afraid, and willing to let the government continue growing, continue spending, and continue their corruption in perpetuity. We were made for this moment. Quick timeout when we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio program. Can DEI make your plane fall apart mid-flight? Well, we're going to look into that. A lively discussion next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. You know, I think we got a little feeling, a pang, a tinge, if you will, maybe more like a cramp, when we found out that United Airlines was making some pledge. We will hire 5,000 minority pilots. I don't care what my pilot looks like. I don't care what my doctor looks like. I don't even care if you're a woman, a man. I don't care if you're black, white. I don't care if you're Indian or Asian. I don't care any of that stuff. Are you the best at your job? Can you land the plane? How about that? That's where my curiosity about the demographics of the flight crew matters. That's it. That's where it ends. Can you get up? Can you get down? All right, good. We're good. Everything else in between that, it's gravy. So we're seeing these things happening, particularly on these Boeing jets, where like chunks are falling off mid-flight. And you're like, wait a minute. Like a door, just bye-bye. Are you out of your mind? How about that one plane that was taking off and you watch it, it's like, and it goes up and then this big tire, its wheel falls off. and it lands on the ground, and you should see it destroyed. Thank God where it landed, it was like in a parking lot. Just totally shredded all of these cars. Like, I don't know about you. I'm not a mechanic, but I can probably say with some certainty that that's not supposed to happen. So I don't care about your diversity and equity ideas. I don't care that you are bowing at the altar of insanity because the progressive Marxist socialist communist agenda is all about twisting you up so that you're completely discombobulated, opening the door to people who do not deserve positions that involve great ability, and then pretending that it's all for the better. That's not what's happening. So apparently, according to NBC News, there are some nervous travelers out there changing their flights to avoid Boeing airplanes. Can I tell you right now that it's because of the diversity and equity and inclusion initiatives within Boeing or any of their subcontractors that is leading to these cataclysmic and really freaking terrifying problems? I can't, but can we roll the dice and connect some dots? I think so. Incidents involving Boeing aircraft have set passengers who have set back passengers who had overcome their fear of flying. I'm not willing to take that risk. So NBC is going to give you a touchy-feely, emotion-based victim ideology story. I overcame my fear of flying, but now I can't because I saw a door fly off. Like, I kind of get it, but that's not really the story. Let's drill down on what's happening. Who are the people with the machines? Who are the people who are supposed to be trained as the machinists? Are these the best people? Or are we just passing through the public school system? We're changing the SAT requirements. We're changing the entrance requirements in schools and colleges. So more people who don't have what it takes normally to get there have a position waiting for them, because that doesn't muddy down the gene pool at all. That doesn't take a highly extraordinary school, perhaps, and water it down into meh. Of course it does. And there's nothing racist about saying that, by the way. So NBCNews.com, one nervous traveler touches the outside of the airplane while boarding and prays before takeoff. Another brings anti-anxiety medication. A third has been watching YouTube videos narrated by pilots to understand what happens during flights. This is a news story. This is an NBC News story. Such rituals have helped anxious passengers overcome their fear of flying. But in recent months, several travelers said news of issues on Boeing planes has made these strategies insufficient and has threatened their ability to walk down the jetway. How about you don't have to have some aversion to flying and be worried and freaked out about it by seeing stuff fall out of the sky and getting a little uncomfortable, right? I just can't step on that plane. NBC is going to walk through this. After a series of quality control incidents, starting with the dramatic door panel blowout. I don't want panel blowout and my plane in the same sentence, but it happened on a Boeing 737 MAX mid-air during an Alaska Airlines flight in January. Right? That's a little jarring. Earlier this month, flames came out of the engine of a Boeing 737-900 operated by United Airlines. Dozens of injuries were reported aboard a Boeing 787 Dreamliner operated by a different LATAM Airlines, never heard of it, that experienced a sudden drop. Right? And a tire fell off a Boeing 777 operated by United. None of these airlines, none of them have said anything. There's no reassurance. No, we're good. We're figuring it out. It's all A-okay. You know what? That's not good enough. And you've got to love this. You've got to love the adult in the room. Who's going to be that person? Who's going to be that guy? Well, let's find out. I think this is fantastic that Ken Paxton, I'm signing up because they just gave me, I hate this. Ken Paxton is going to do a dive into a Boeing subcontractor to find out if that subcontractor's push for diversity and equity and inclusion has come at a price. And the price being qualified men and women who go to school, who become properly trained, who have to pass rigorous examinations, who have to have hands-on training to be able to be selected to be on that plane's line. He doesn't think that they are focused. He thinks that, of course, things are dangerous. And he would be right. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring this up to you because if you notice the natural progression of any of these woke movements, and we touched on the transgender thing yesterday, just briefly, that it's all based on the same trajectory. And it's giving people victim status to give them an advantage or a spotlight or a voice or a platform or a transgender day of visibility, whatever it is, to legitimize whatever wacko stuff is going on inside of them. Look, I think everybody needs a therapist. I'd be the first one to sign up. I'd be like, yes, what couch can I go lie on? I have plenty to discuss. I don't think it's a shame thing. I think it's used as a manipulator to create a false narrative like BLM. If you give Target $10 million to Black Lives Matter, you somehow are worthy of what? Of falling into some freaking blackmail bribery scheme? Because that's what it is. It's the climate hysteria. If you're not hook, line, and sinker as a scientist, down with all of this stuff that you're breathing too much, your carbon footprint, the carbon dioxide is off the charts. We've got to stop it. And the only way to stop it isn't to stop China from building more of those coal plants, because they're building one about every week. Bless their hearts, right? It's not about that. It's about you. It's about you, Western English-speaking people, changing everything that you do, making everything inconvenient, completely inexpensive. God bless Ken freaking Paxton. Show us. There's obviously a problem with these Boeing jets. There's obviously a problem if your objective on your website isn't, you know what, we want to get you from point A to point B without you dying. Now you make that your business model, I'm in. Let's go. Where do I invest? But if the number one thing on your website is proud contributor to some woke garbage that doesn't do anything except provide another revenue stream for money laundering scumbags, you got to tap the brakes. Now, I love NBC News for actually sort of coming out and being like, yo, like, what's going on with Boeing? What's happening to these jets? Why are these airlines not commenting? Ought you not comment? Yeah, I think so. But they have to do it in such a disingenuous way where they humanize the factual data of the story. Something's happening with planes. Crap's falling off of them. There's fires. It's scary. Is it safe to fly? With a victim beginning. These people thought they got over their fear. It's so disingenuous. But it's young people who are saying that they are terrified of going up in the sky. We have completely ruined a generation of young people. And we're scratching our heads. Why is it that the Generation Z is voting for Donald Trump? Oh, I don't know. Is it maybe that you guys need 7,000, well, no, you need $100,000 or more as a salary, six-figure salary, to be able to achieve the American dream today. That is called Joe Biden's America. And even if you want to fly somewhere, you want to get away, you want to do that, you can't even have the peace of mind. Now, this Ken Paxton article, and I'm sorry I got blocked out of it. I hate when they let you look at it and you're like, oh, this is a great article. And that brings you up to a paywall the next time you try to bring it up, because that's what just happened to me. Look, you've got people in this country who are carving out the reality. People like Ron DeSantis, people like Ken Paxton, right? People who are fighting. And then you've got all these other people, Gretchen Whitmer, Paige yesterday, Transgender Day of Visibility, right? You've got people like, I don't know, Josh Shapiro, the governor of my state. Hey, celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility. Where are you in this continuum? It's not complicated. Safe, affordable, honest, reasonable, peaceful. That's all I want. It should not be that difficult. And by the way, why is the FBI now all of a sudden rolling up on people's houses, knocking on their doors? It's not because of January 6th. It's not because of anything that happened 4 years ago, 3 years ago. It's because what people are putting on their Facebook pages, is that even possible? Do you guys believe that the federal government, the FBI, hundreds of thousands of times last year alone, shook down honest, honorable people because of what they posted on social media? And Donald Trump is the threat to democracy. Well, we're gonna peel back this onion a little bit, because the numbers here and the recording of FBI agents knocking on a man's door and trying to get inside his house will leave you chilled. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. We could argue what we think is the most important of our rights. What in the Bill of Rights, which of these resonates most with us? And I would concur with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. that the First Amendment, freedom of speech, to say and hear and have access to a wide variety of viewpoints and not be censored, particularly by your government. I think that's the most precious, because without that, you're in control. And whomever's in power stays in power, they stay in control. That is what, of course, this administration wants. But they tell you they're not about censorship. No. You got it all wrong. The Twitter files, the revolving door of the FBI, people in the DOJ, CIA, bouncing over and working at the highest echelons of Twitter before Elon Musk bought it. They weren't doing anything to censor you. Of course they were. Of course they were. And they're coming to your door more and more. We're seeing videos on social media where federal agents are rolling up at people's doors to talk to them about things that they have done on social media. Are you crazy? Yeah, it is freaking crazy. And I want you to watch as it happens to this gentleman. Listen.
Man has FBI agents knocking on his door.
And who are you with?
FBI.
But the reason for their visit is puzzling.
State your presence.
State my presence, or why we're here to talk to you? I'm here to talk to you, see if you can give us a little help. Be honest.
On what?
I can discuss it, but we need to sit down and talk first.
About what?
About what?
Yeah.
Well, the FBI has a lot of programs going on where we try to identify some situations or people or groups that may be of interest. And you're not in trouble. You haven't done anything wrong. But you may know somebody that put the hair on the back of your neck up that you'd be willing to talk to us about. And that's why we're here to talk to you.
I'm sorry, I can't talk about something like that.
Okay. You just say you're not willing to talk to us?
No, not unless I'm under arrest.
No, you haven't done anything.
And if you don't know any suspicious facts, they will be softly spoken, but intimidate and suspect you.
Jim, have you done anything that may get you some publicity in the past?
I'm not going to answer any questions.
Okay, but the reason it's you haven't done anything wrong. But you're known. And you're known to have association with sometimes some people in your groups. There's always one that does something, and then everybody looks at the group and says, hey, we should have been talking to some people that knew this guy beforehand so that we could have prevented something.
You know, I see that in a lot of groups,
like
Antifa, and I don't see nobody from the FBI going after them people.
What would you do if the FBI came to your door like this?
I mean, the guy is legendary. This is what is going on. You are known. How about this? BlazeMedia.com. FBI violated American citizens' Fourth Amendment rights 278,000 times. We've spoken about this. The Bureau gets blasted over an attempt to put gloss on Section 702. It wants carte blanche. It wants a super fast lane plus to be able to go wherever it wants to go to investigate who they want to investigate with nobody's supervision to muscle you, to put the squeeze on you, to intimidate you, to frighten you. Because quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, everything that's going on, politically speaking, is predicated on blackmail. Blackmail. That's how they get business done in Washington, D.C. That is how you have 101 House Republicans, including the Speaker of the House himself, who are willing to go along with suck policies that further break us financially. It's all bribery and blackmail. And these clods went before Congress to say that they need unfettered access to investigate you for whatever they damn well wish. The FBI is attempting to rehabilitate the public image of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, as Congress has until April 19th to reauthorize it. The Bureau recently posted a video to X that features FBI Director Christopher Wray attempting to put a gloss on Section 702 as part of this months-long campaign. The Bureau's timely propaganda did not escape the attention of critics on X, where the Post received a community note that read, "The FBI violated American citizens' Fourth Amendment rights 278,000 times with illegal, unauthorized FISA 702 searches." Among the critics, Mike Lee, senator from Utah, who wrote, "FBI just got called out in a community note on X. Congress, take note. FISA 702 has been used for warrantless surveillance of U.S. citizens hundreds of thousands of times. Yet, the FBI demands 702 be reauthorized by April 19th without a warrant requirement for searches of U.S. citizens." So you could be next. You get a little salty one day and you post something, they don't like it on your door. It's not a communist country. Or is it? Because it sure feels like it. It's certainly looking like it. And they want more of it to hassle you, to hunt you down, and to imprison you if need be. Sounds like a stretch, doesn't it? Well, there are a couple hundred January 6th defendants in prison right now who I know are listening to my voice, and they tell you, assuredly, it's not a joke. Quick timeout when we're back on the Wendy Bell Radio program. You got to talk about this Generation Z again, how it's going, how it's affordable, what's happening in Joe Biden's unsafe, unaffordable America. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network.